I'm a foodie and I enjoy learning about the process that brings great foods and beverages from idea to the table. And then I like tasting them and learning the nuances of what creates the most significant tastes, from coffee to cheese to distilled beverages. I did a tequila tasting in Mexico and recently bourbon, Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It really impressed me from the story to the taste. I grew up in Kentucky where horse racing and bourbon are famous, and I got introduced to Heaven Hill Bottled in Bond Bourbon. It's produced by Heaven Hill Distillery, which has been and still remains family-owned since 1935, and I'm impressed with the bourbon's ultra-rich, smooth taste, and right on the bottle, it states that this bourbon is 7 years old, which is actually three times longer than what's required to be certified as bottled in bond. I feel with beverages, the longer the prep, the better the taste. Being a bottled in bond product means it must pass a list of seven requirements that set the standard for this quality bourbon. So look for it at your local store. Heaven Hill reminds you to think wisely and drink wisely.
The Ziglar Show, timeless inspiration from Zig Ziglar that's influenced over 250 million people worldwide, inspiring true performance in your work and life today.
Welcome to episode 306 of The Ziglar Show. I'm your host, Kevin Miller, resident brand ambassador and marketing strategist for Ziglar. Today, I bring you something from Zig that I want to try and reframe a little bit. It's a short message with no promotions and ends with homework. Before I tell you what Zig calls it, if we look beyond the term, this is Zig's primary mindset for success. These are the core perspectives he placed before him to aspire to rise to. He did this for himself. And then he did it for a world around him. When has anyone in your life believed you could be more and encouraged you? This is not someone criticizing you that you're less than you should be. It's the opposite. It's a cheerleader, someone who truly believes in you. For most, they've never gotten this support. So the following message is Zig believing in you and at the core giving you responsibility to believe in yourself. You won't wake up believing in yourself any more than you'll wake up thinner or with more muscle. You'll have to work at it. Here then is Zig's blessing on you and his prescribed exercise regimen. He calls them affirmations.
Did you realize that the most important opinion you have is the opinion you have of yourself? Do you realize that the most important conversation you ever have is the conversation you have with yourself? With that in mind, since we are encouraging people, I'm going to encourage you to take seriously these positive affirmations, and I want you to start using them because they will make a difference in your life, I guarantee it. Number one, I clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person, that yesterday really did end last night, and that success isn't final and failure isn't fatal, because I know I only fail if I quit. I have the courage to admit a mistake and to say that I was wrong. I have the courage to ask for help and the courage to say, I don't know. I have the courage to continually strive to be the person that I'm capable of becoming. Sometimes that's tough, but it's the right thing to do, and it gives me marvelous preparation for tomorrow. I have vision in my life, which means that I see not only with my eyes, but also with my heart. I have 525,600 minutes in every year of my life, and I utilize them well to maximize my ability. I am successful because I believe that to be truly educated, I must be mentored, either in business or in my personal life, or by reading or by association with superior minds with greater skills and mature spirits. I discipline myself to do the things that I need to do when I need to do them because I know that doing them will enable me someday to do the things I want to do when I want to do them. I clearly understand that if I develop yearning power and apply learning power, I will increase my earning power. Now, tomorrow, I'm going to continue these self-talk affirmations, so stay tuned. You're going to get all of them and put them to work, because if you do, I will see you at the top.
One of my most fond memories was the unique opportunity I had to meet Zig Ziglar when I was 16 years old. The summer going into my junior year in high school turned out to be one of the best summers of my whole life as I got to attend Born to Win. Zig Ziglar's landmark seminar certainly taught me the importance of those positive affirmations that I've applied to my life the last 25 years. And I got to tell you, they have absolutely made a positive difference in my life. Zig promised he would be back to tell us more about those positive affirmations, so here he is.
I'm Zig Ziglar with your encouraging word for the day, and I'm continuing those positive affirmations. I'm successful because I don't confuse activity with accomplishment. I know that I can't make it in life as a wandering generality, so I am a meaningful specific. I enjoy life because I have a great sense of humor and the ability to laugh at myself. I am like an eraser. I recognize my mistakes. I learn from my mistakes, and then I erase those mistakes from my memory. I am not bothered by someone else bragging and accepting undeserved credit. I fully understand that it is not the whistle that pulls the train. I move forward in my life every day, even if it's only a tiny step, because I know that great things are accomplished with tiny moves, but nothing is accomplished by standing still. I clearly understand that failure is an event, not a person, that yesterday really did end last night, and that success isn't final and failure isn't fatal, because I know I only fail if I quit. I have the courage to admit a mistake and to say that I was wrong. I have the courage to ask for help and the courage to say, I don't know. I have the courage to continually strive to be the person that I'm capable of becoming. Sometimes that's tough, but it's the right thing to do, and it gives me marvelous preparation for tomorrow. I have vision in my life, which means that I see not only with my eyes, but also with my heart. I have 525,600 minutes in every year of my life, and I utilize them well to maximize my ability. I am successful because I believe that to be truly educated, I must be mentored either in business or in my personal life, or by reading or by association with superior minds with greater skills and mature spirits. I discipline myself to do the things that I need to do when I need to do them because I know that doing them will enable me someday to do the things I want to do when I want to do them. I clearly understand that if I develop yearning power and apply learning power, I will increase my earning power.
Well, there you go. Zig's affirmations, which seem to be a lost art, something from a bygone era. Few people have been positively affirmed on a consistent basis in their life, nor were they taught the value and necessity of needing and getting positive affirmations and even speaking positive affirmations to themselves. Most have negatives that have been reinforced, or they've had nothing, which in truth is really a negative. It by default leaves you feeling not worthy of positive affirmations. So now what do? Stand in front of a mirror and affirm yourself? Maybe. But if that's uncomfortable, then sit down with pen and paper or fingers on keyboard and listen to Zig again. Write the affirmations out and go further to get honest with what you actually believe about those affirmations for yourself. That's your assignment and homework for your personal success. Few, I know, of all the tens of thousands of people who will listen to this will actually do that, sit down with pen and paper. Those that do will remember this day in their lives. These are the types of exercises that Zig Ziglar did, why he rose to the level of success that he did, and why he touched a world around him for the better. Thanks for tuning in to The Ziglar Show and for the great feedback you've been leaving in iTunes. Be inspired.
Thanks for tuning in to The Ziglar Show. Sign up for new show alerts at ZiglarShow.com. You can have everything in life you want if you'll just help enough other people get what they want.